This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, everyone, to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. This normally is called Overdrive, and I'm your host, Rob Dew. Thanks to Paul Joseph Watson and Owen Schroyer for sitting in. I'll let you know that Owen will be, in about an hour, will be going live at Infowars.com/show for the War Room. But for the meantime, I will be here. For the most of this hour, I'm going to be conducting an interview with two individuals known as Pamphlet Anon and Baruch the Scribe. And these two individuals reached out to me. They're moderators on 4chan and 8chan and Reddit, and they mainly deal with cultivating the news that QAnon has been putting out. If you're not aware who QAnon is, we're going to go over that. I really wasn't aware until I found these two Jerome Corsi stories back in December. I'd kind of heard about QAnon, but I wasn't really paying much attention to it. I don't really get on a lot of 4chan boards or anything like that. But here's an article from December 22nd, QAnon links resignation of Google Schmidt to Trump's executive order. And the executive order they're specifically talking about is the executive order blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuses or corruption. And that is what he actually signs it on December 20th and December 21st. It went in, and then immediately Eric Schmidt resigns. So it was a very short post. It's in the article. You could read it. The executive order allows the Treasury Secretary, in consultation with the Secretary of State, to confiscate U.S. assets of anyone materially assisting, sponsoring, or providing financial, material, or technological support to those engaged in human rights abuses and or corruption. So I covered that a few days ago on the War Room, and people are speculating now that it has to do with Schmidt's womenizing, and who knows how many flights he took on the Pedo Express. So, or if he did go on it. And then a few days later, 5 days later, of course, he put out this article. QAnon exposes dim conspiracy to frame Trump, claims Google Schmidt played pivotal role, which would make a lot of sense because Hillary has said many, many times when she went in, when she arrived at the DNC to run for president, everything was in shambles. And then Eric Schmidt came in and helped organize her voter databases, her online strategy, how she was going to win. Billions and billions of dollars behind this failed candidate, and she couldn't beat one man with his Twitter and his private jet. So what it shows you is the awakening that's happening. And so these two individuals that are going to come on that are part of Anonymous is really about it's just another manifestation of the global awakening that really took place this year. It's going to turbocharge next year. We're already seeing the fall of mainstream media happening in real time. Every day something happens where we just take a brick from their facade. But let's go into this article. According to the cryptic narrative, Schmidt played a major role in Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign and in the subsequent conspiracy to promote the CrowdStrike analysis of the DNC email heist and the Fusion GPS dossier. So that may be one reason why Schmidt is getting out, and because he knows that his time has come. Also, shockingly, QAnon directly suggests that the heist of the DNC emails, including emails from the Hillary campaign chair John Podesta, weren't an inside job by Seth Rich, an IT employee of the DNC, who became disillusioned with Hillary. Rich realized they were colluding against Bernie Sanders. We've talked about that. This is information I think most of our audience already knows. So shockingly, QAnon also claims Debbie Wasserman Schultz put out a contract to MS-13 gang members to murder Seth Rich. That would be bombshell if we were able to get bona fide evidence of that. At this point, it's just a claim on an anonymous board. So we're going to talk to these two guests coming up, at least for the next three segments. And then also, if I have time, I'm going to get into the lawsuit Judge Roy Moore filed, because it shows bona fide election fraud. You're not going to want to miss this. Tell everybody right now, go to Infowars.com/show. We're going to start breaking open some bombshells. Thanks for watching. We'll be right back.
scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract. It gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
So just a quick show note to the crew in there. I didn't have much time to talk to them before I came on. From time to time, I'm going to be referring to things on my computer, and feel free to go to it. And I also want to show my menu bar so people can follow along at home, because we're going to be jumping between Reddit and 8chan posts and jumping all over the place. And if you haven't been into this culture, it can get a little confusing. My two guests are going to say you should lurk instead of post and ask questions. Just kind of watch and you'll see how things play out. But if you go to reddit.com/r/CBTS_stream, it will take you to a sticky post that went up this morning by Pamplin Anon, basically talking about this information. And if you want to post things on here, this is a good place to post your information that you have. What we're trying to do here is to reach out to patriots out there who might not be aware of this system set up. Because when I was talking to the two guests earlier today, they said we wanted to start doing these to get people to come out and bring out more information, help connect more dots, because they're only interested in the truth. They're not getting paid to do this. They're doing this as volunteers. But there it is. At CBTS stands for Calm Before the Storm. There's also a CBTS_stream/wiki/FAQ, which also has basically a primer if you need more information. And then somewhere in this also, there's this Q, this Anon file, which is basically everything Q has done. And it's about 500 pages long. It's a PDF. And I'll be referring to that from time to time. So there you can see the Calm Before the Storm, CBTS. When you see that, that's what it stands for, Calm Before the Storm. And I'll go to Pamphlet first. And where do you want to start with this? Why is QAnon so important to where we're at today in this global situation we find ourselves in, with Trump coming in and really taking it to the globalists?
Okay. Well, first of all, hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining me.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you. Okay, QAnon is important, I think, because one of the early on in his posts was that this is going to be the biggest intel drop in all of world history. And I think that's absolutely true. This is far bigger than it's far bigger than anything that's come before. It encompasses so many different different groups of people in power that it's just mind-boggling.
And the things
that he's revealed are just, it's shocking to people.
What do you think the biggest bombshells that he's dropped so far?
Matt, what do you think? Or Baruch, excuse me.
Hey, Rob, great to be on your show.
Hi, Baruch.
It's terrifying. It's the fact that the world is run by Satan worshippers, which Alex Jones has been saying for decades.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you've been listening to InfoWars, then you'll know this already. It's just we've had confirmation now from this individual who is obviously one of President Trump's right-hand men.
And I'll say this. I'll go back to the top of this PDF. If you download it, it's fairly large, but I think it's worth it. And it keep one thing that's great about this is it takes everything offline. There's a picture. One of the first Q posts is a picture of Trump and Stephen Miller. I believe Kushner's in here, and they're all giving the thumbs up. And if you follow the thumbs, it makes a Q, which I think is that was his first sign to come out. But this is also a picture inside Air Force One. And I mean, to you guys, what does this prove to you, that this guy is deep inside Trump's inner circle, or is he one step removed? What do you think?
That picture, man, I think it's just more like a funny. You can't really draw any firm conclusions from that, but it's definitely interesting. Q, and also another point with that, the file name of that image, I believe, had the words "Do It Q," which is just it's great. But there are a lot of other things that came up after that picture that really do prove him to be what he says he is.
Right. Now, his first post was on October 28th, so he hasn't been posting for that long. Barely, I guess today would be 3 months, yesterday was 2 months. I'm sorry. 2 months.
That's right.
His first post was talking about Operation Mockingbird, and Hillary Clinton's going to be detained, not arrested. And then we've seen Hillary Clinton wearing a boot, which some people claim she's hiding an ankle bracelet, one of those ankle braces that don't allow you to leave the, you know, your general area, your country or whatever. Where do you think that lies? And I know that that's kind of speculation at this point, but then we'll get into some of the hardcore things that we can prove.
Drew, do you want to take it?
Yeah, Rob. So the way Q has been leaking has been really interesting. What he's done is, most of the time, he's been asking questions that basically answer themselves. So, if you've got that PDF in front of you or the map, he'll fire off a whole lot of questions. Was the election supposed to be rigged? Did good people prevent the rigging? Why did POTUS form a panel to investigate? I'm just reading Q's 12th post here up on the web. Why is POTUS surrounded by highly respected generals? Who guards former presidents? So what he's doing is he's giving us background information directly because, of course, you know, the next question answers the previous question. So he's giving us information which is very difficult to pick up via semantic analysis through surveillance. Software is pretty bad at that at the moment. But what he's also doing is giving us riddles that we need to solve so that we can then dig deeper and find out what is the truth behind what he's leaking.
Right. And in this first post at the very bottom, so he's got Mockingbird at the top. Then he has Mockingbird 10/30/17, which would have been 2 days later after he made this post. He also is talking about Soros's money. Why did Soros donate all of his money recently? Why would he replace all of his funds in a RC? What does RC stand for?
Sorry, man, which post are you looking at?
I'm looking at his first post, October 28th, the very first one.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
Right, the very first one. Where is HRC? Is that what you're asking me?
No. RC. He just says RC. Why would he place all his funds in a RC? And then
it's
at the very bottom.
Registered charity, I believe.
Okay.
George Soros transferred his personal funds into his Open Society Foundation.
Right.
Obviously, a bit of a panic move to try and protect it. But, yeah, I don't think it's going to work.
And so you think he might use this executive order to go after George Soros as well?
I think he already has.
Okay. Now, you were telling me earlier that there was a post that it took you a month to figure out what he was saying in it. What page number is that post on? And we'll go to it and we'll show it to everybody.
Oh, wow. That is a little bit tricky. I'll tell you what, Rob, I'll tell you what the most spectacular example for me is.
Okay.
Is the Lord's Prayer. on November the 15th, dropped some information for us in his usual style. So he begins by, as usual, asking a whole lot of questions. Who financed 9/11? Who was Bin Laden's handler? Why were the clowns in America tasked to kill Osama Bin Laden?
Right.
Why not military intelligence? If we found Osama Bin Laden, blah, 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 blah. So he asks all these questions. And then, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. He writes out the Lord's Prayer. And, yeah, I don't think we really even noticed that. And that's now November the 15th.
All right, hey, we're about to go to break. I'll let you finish that up on the other side. You're watching the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Infowars.com/show is the free stream. Send out to everybody you know.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
from the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we are live here in the fourth hour. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Thank you for watching. Infowars.com/show is the free stream you need to send out to everybody. And we are talking with two moderators on 4chan and 8chan and Reddit who basically have been cultivating and curating the QAnon posts. And we were focusing on a post from Tuesday, the 14th of November. And it is, if you're reading along at home, you can find it on page 175 in your textbook of QAnon posts. It starts off with who financed 9/11, who was bin Laden's handler, why was the clowns in America, that's CIA, tasked to hunt, capture, kill Osama bin Laden, why not military intelligence? If we found Osama bin Laden, eliminated security, why would we not kill him and not take him alive? Why wouldn't we want to capture him and extract more information? And he also says he alludes to an endgame talking point, I guess you could say. Perhaps someday people will understand, they had a plan to conduct another mass extinction event, World War I, World War II, orchestrated by planned select families. Now, a lot of this is stuff we know, but then he goes into the Lord's Prayer. And Baruch, why don't you break that down? Why do you think it's important? As we were going to break, you were kind of getting into that. Why it was so important that he go into the Lord's Prayer at the end of this?
Yeah, Rob. So, you're absolutely right. So, some good questions from Pew to make us think, go do research. And then he types out the Lord's Prayer. And, yeah, I didn't get it. I thought, okay, Pew is a Christian. Maybe he's a Catholic. I mean, he has thumbs up another post to, a Catholic prayer. So I thought, wow, that's cool. Great. He's a Christian. That's brilliant. And then on November the 7th, I think it was. December the 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. So a few weeks later, the Pope announces that he wants to change the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah.
And yeah, so now a couple of people noticed that. I missed it. But then Q popped on 2 days later and said, future proves past. Why was the Lord's Prayer posted? Which version? Why is this relevant? And I was absolutely floored. Basically, Q knew somehow the Pope was going to change the Lord's Prayer. So here's an individual who has somehow inside knowledge of the most secret inner workings of one of the most closely guarded places in the world, which is the Vatican. That was very, very impressive. That was amazing. That was the most spectacular proof I've ever seen. And you notice he didn't give it away up front. He didn't say, the Lord's Prayer is going to be posted, guys, keep your eyes open. No, because that would just alert, whoever's watching, the bad guys, because the bad people do watch these forums as well. So Q gave us this perfect method of proof, which he could then go back and say, see, told you so. That's staggering that Q knows the Pope's mind.
Yeah, exactly. And he has made some predictions on that FAQ. He predicted President Trump's Twitter being shut down, I think a couple days before. He predicted the upheaval in Saudi Arabia. He predicted an incident with a helicopter at a Rothschild estate in the UK days before it happened. He predicted a terrorist attack by Bangladeshi national involving fireworks the day before it happened. I mean, this is incredible stuff. He would have to be getting this, distilling info from the NSA, presidential briefings. How would one find information like this? You would have to be getting almost like tuned into the consciousness of the world, it seems like.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. This is a man or a team who is standing right next to the president and who knows exactly what the president is doing at all times. You can't just suck this out your thumb. This is hardcore prediction of the future. And that's very important. I mean, like you were saying right at the beginning of the show, these are anonymous posts on 4chan and 8chan, which are famous for being anonymous hotbeds of discussion and all kinds of stuff. So when somebody says, I belong to the intelligence services and this is good information, of course, nobody's going to believe them. But when they start predicting the future, that's a different story. That's when you start taking them really seriously.
Yeah, and I think that's why it took a couple months for him to rack up some of these predictions, and then people started really taking notice. Jerome Corsi's been taking notice as well. He's been writing articles. I'm sure he'll be writing one about this interview today. There's a post from Monday, November 20th. It's a really long post, but talking about what is a key, what is a key used for, using these question things. But then he goes into the MSM. But he also makes a little nod to the alternative media. Why are non-MSM platforms cast as conspiracy and or non-credible? This is page 178 if you're reading along in your book at home. What power of influence was recently discovered? Re 2016 election. That's the people. That's the people power of what he's saying. How much power and influence does Twitter, Facebook, Reddit have in influencing the minds of people? Has the stranglehold of MSM been diminished? What is open source? It moves on, continuing on the next page. Let's see. Who guards the narrative? Does the MSM shelter and protect select party members, i.e. Hillary Clinton? What prevents a news organization from simply making up sources and stories? Absolutely nothing, and we've seen it all over the place. What if Hugh Hefner was a CIA? What is a honeypot? So baby Hugh Hefner, I guess he's alluding to, he was a guy who was procuring women for these different Hollywood elites. Notice how once Hugh Hefner died, the Me Too movement just exploded. So it was like he was the spirit of Hugh Hefner, or Hugh Hefner himself was keeping a handle on that. What do you think of all this that I've just brought out?
Yeah, that's right. That revelation about Hugh Hefner was breathtaking. So basically the plan was, Hugh has always worked for the CIA, apparently, according to Q, and I believe him. Somebody, a celebrity, a congressman, a senator gets invited to a Hugh Hefner party. Obviously, there's a lot of girls. And they're provided with a private space. And guess what? It's all on hidden cameras. And the girl was underage, although she didn't look it. You have now got that person for life because of blackmail. And that's how it works, blackmail. I believe the CIA needs only a budget of $10,000 to $20,000 per country to entirely undermine the elected representative of the people through sexual blackmail. It's a very powerful method, and it's how this whole web has spread across the world and spread across Washington, D.C., and we're now undoing it, thankfully.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we saw there was speculation why we went into Panama to go after Noriega was that, and this comes out in John Perkins' book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, that he had an island off the coast of Panama, Contadora Island, and he had pictures of George W. Bush getting it on with people and doing drugs. And then that's why we bombed certain buildings, because they held those photographs, because we weren't in the digital age yet. It was all analog. We'll be right back with the rest of our interview from Baruch the Scribe and Pamphlet Anon. You're watching Infowars.com/show, the fourth hour of Overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by Infowars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by Infowars Life. Head to InfowarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfowarsLife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lines of the human awakening. It's the InfoWar.
And now, Alex Jones.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Rob Dew here with the fourth hour of Overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. It is my pleasure to be with you. If you ever need to get a hold of me, you can always hit me up on my Twitter at DEWSNEWZ, Dews News on Twitter. Yesterday, I was hosting the War Room, and we put out a video about the Roy Moore lawsuit, because as quickly as it came out, the Secretary of State finalized the election and said it was going to be certified, and we're not even going to look at this allegations of voter fraud. Well, I would encourage everybody to go to this. Roy Moore lawsuit proves election fraud in Alabama Senate race. You need to learn. So whether or not this election gets overturned is irrelevant. What we need to learn is the bag of tricks, which is what QAnon is teaching us. He's teaching us about the bag of tricks. So the big thing on here, and I'm going to go over this just for a second, and then we'll get back to our guests, is this graph. And in Jefferson County, if you can zoom in on this graph here, there were 20 precincts in Jefferson County where people that voted straight Republican ticket, Roy Moore got 34% less votes than those who voted straight Republican ticket, which is a statistical impossibility. In fact, he says it's 1 in 15 billion. The guy who did this, by Phil Evans. Phil Evans was the researcher, computer programmer who's looked at election fraud. So there were 20 of these precincts And the total votes that he got less were 13,000 votes that went to Doug Jones. So if he got 13,000 less votes, that's a 26,000 vote difference. Because if you take those from Doug Jones and give them to Roy Moore, it's a 26,000 turnaround, which would have made him the winner of the election. So they don't have to take every state. They don't have to touch every voting machine. It's only certain machines. There were also allegations in the lawsuit that talk about how they found bundles of pre-filled out ballots that had Doug Jones already filled out in them. Of course, they destroyed them all. We can believe that. But it's an 80-page piece. I went over it pretty thoroughly. You should check out that video, Roy Moore Lawsuit Proves Election Fraud in Alabama Senate Race. Now, let's get back to our guests. I want to go over... Actually, I want to ask you guys this question, and you can both answer this. You reached out to us. You wanted to come on to talk about this. And from what you were telling me, the purpose is to wake other people up that this forum exists, and for others to, I would say, the older generation. Let's just say the older generation isn't as internet savvy, especially on these different board services, but they have a lot of human interaction, human networks going along. And so we need these people to start getting involved to help fill in the dots. But why don't you guys say in your own words, each take a minute, talking about why you want more people to get involved in this quest for truth.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. So the power of the chant, you know, like 4chan and 8chan, you've got all these young men, basically, who are, like, obsessed with winning, obsessed with finding out the truth, obsessed with investigations. And they've done amazing things for us. They've found out so many helpful, so much helpful information and new snippets that confirm what QAnon has been claiming. But the story behind QAnon is so big that we need to get it out to as many people as possible, which is why we're going wider. We're talking to YouTubers. We're talking to InfoWars. We're talking to all the independent media. We're not talking to the mainstream media. We don't care about them. We're talking to the people. We're available to answer your questions directly on the subreddit. Let me just pass over the pamphlet here, who can tell us why we did what we did.
Yeah, sure. How am I coming through, guys?
Oh, you sound great.
You good now?
You sound great.
Awesome.
A million bucks.
Very nice. Very nice. Glad we got it fixed. Okay. So, up to this point, this whole thing with QAnon has been more or less restricted to the chans, and that's a very specific subset of the population. It's a very specialized subset of the population, too. They're very good at what they do, but they're not everybody, and there are a lot of people out there that just cannot work on – they just cannot function on the chans the way these people can, but they're a massive untapped resource themselves. They have all sorts of connections. A lot of them could be retired intel or military. There's so many people out there from older generations that are not involved in this fight. And what we're trying to do is get them all of the information. All of these people who work on these boards, they're incredible, man. The information they put together, it's phenomenal, totally phenomenal. And we're trying to get that information into a format that these older generations and people who can't understand the chans and the way they work, get it into a way, like a format they can understand, and teach them how to spread it.
Excellent. All right, I want to go to the latest. This is the latest email posted in the PDF that you can download off of the subreddit, the Calm Before the Storm subreddit. It says, we are moving fast. Remember, not all within the C-A, which is CIA, D-J, DOJ, F-I, FBI, are bad apples. House cleaning top, i.e. Rosenstein McCabe is what I think that reads into. Restructuring 1-2, which is interesting. Operations 24/7 speed, which is another term for cameras to start rolling. So, guys, what do you think is in store in the next couple months going into 2018?
Well, one thing that I've heard, I believe, Steve Bannon talk about, I've mentioned this before in a number of our previous interviews, they called the first year of Trump's presidency here the year of salvage, trying to salvage everything they could, seeing what was even worth salvaging and then trying to get it back into a working condition and taking the mess that Obama and Bush left them and seeing what they can do with it. And then the year 2018 is supposed to be all about being savage and laying into their enemies. And we're trying to get into that fight with the president and just take it to him.
Go ahead, Baruch.
Yeah, I think Pamphlet is absolutely right there. It's if what Q is claiming is true, which I have 100% belief, you know, I have 100% confidence that he is telling the truth, then the crimes by the so-called elites who rule over us are so unimaginable that we're going to need all the help we can get to educate the world. I mean, it is going to be terribly shocking. I think that Steve Bannon quote is absolutely right. This year was the year of salvage. It was the year of the operations to clean up the world. And then next year will be the year of justice, where we see all these people dragged in front of military tribunals, and we will hear and see all the evidence of their unspeakable crime for ourselves. But the more people we tell now that is going to happen, the easier the blow will be, which is Q has given us very specific orders that on the chance, on 8chan especially, he said, you guys need to tell people, you need to red pill the normies, as you would say in Chan speak. You need to tell people what's really been going on. You need to tell them what our so-called elites like Obama and the Clintons and Joe Biden and all this elite super elite crowd, what they really get up to in their spare time. And that's what we're doing.
Well, and that, I think that's the big key. If we can expose the pedophilia, which kind of leads into Pedogate and Pizzagate, if you can expose the Satan worship, if you can get people to understand that your world leaders don't think and act like regular people. They're not regular people. These are predators. Going back to that post from Friday, December 22nd, why do the clowns do with all the access codes and tech? Who controls North Korea? Who really controls North Korea? What families are protected using leverage? Bank financial leverage? Nuke strike package leverage? Why is Iran protected? Why is Iran funded by the U.S.? Because we need enemies. What news about Iran broke? So this is just a few days ago. Drugs? What about WMDs? Why did Brennan and others provide all false intel about North Korea's capability and Iran's tech and nuclear development? Plate is full, people. We need to have faith. We'll be right back with our final segment with our two guests, Anonymous, 4chan, 8chan, and Reddit moderators. We'll be right back. Pamphlet Anon and Baruch the Scribe. Thanks for watching Infowars.com/show. It's the free stream. You got to get out to everybody.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
One of the great things about working here at InfoWars.com is things never kind of stay the same. In fact, back over here is where my cubicle used to be, where I used to help produce the Alex Jones Show when it was back over in where we now have our podcast studio. Now, this is the main studio. We have another studio across the hall that Owen Schroyer is about to go live from. We've just built another studio that's even bigger than this one. And how do we do that? We do that with your support. We don't get funding from the government. We don't have Uncle Scrooge benefactors. I guess Uncle Scrooge is the wrong metaphor. But we don't have benefactors dropping money from the sky. No, we get support from the people out there who want the truth, who crave the truth, and want to wake up others, because that's, we're all in this together at the end of the day. That's why we have our two guests on. And I just want to tell you that we have some New Year's specials. We're extending them till the end of the year. We've got free shipping on just about everything in the store. Myco ZX is back in stock. It's 25% off. But if you get it with the Flora Life combo pack, it's 50% off both of them together. So Flora Life's 33% off. Myco ZX is 25% off. But if you get them both together, 50% off. That's a great deal and really great for your health, because the Myco ZX goes after the bad candida and the fungus and mold that's inside your system. And the Flora Life helps replenish that good bacteria that you need to help digest your food. That's the basic building block of all your health, is having good digestion. That's where your digestive system lives. And then I'm just going to read off the rest of the things that are 50% off. It's an amazing list. Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, which, by the way, I took my two Brain Force right before we started. You can hear the can shaking right here. I just opened it up. Here's the cotton that I pulled out right here. I mean, just had my two Brain Force. I feel great, ready to rock and roll. Alpha Power, 50% off. Cell Force, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. The Red Pill, 50% off. All Super Blue products. That's the toothpaste, the mouthwash, with colloidal silver. I'm getting so excited. Colloidal silver and iodine in them. Secret 12, 50% off. All InfoWars Life Select storable food, 50% off. And let's go with the other ones that aren't 50% off. Carnivore, Flora Life, 33% off. ProPure products, 25% off. All these are with free shipping. DNA Force, 33% off. Silver Bullet, 67% off. It's like less than $10 a bottle for some of the most powerful colloidal silver on the market. $9.95 a bottle. Don't stop. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Check out our great deals. Free shipping. You can't beat them anywhere. So use some of that money you got from Grandma for Christmas and help us out. Appreciate it. Now, how do I know that the world is waking up? It's stories like this from Axios. Facebook stopped putting disputed flags on fake news because it doesn't work, because more people clicked on those stories because they knew it was a bogus flag. They can see through the BS, Mark Zuckerberg. Zuck cucked himself, you could say. Right there, Facebook stopped putting disputed flags. So we beat them in less than, like, they put this out 2 months ago. It didn't even take that long. That's how easily we're destroying the lies. So let's go back. So my two guests, Pamphlet Anon and Baruch Describe, they're both 4chan, 8chan moderators, also on Reddit. Once again, I want to tell people where they can go to find out all the information on QAnon. It is reddit.com/r/CBTS_stream. It's kind of a long one, but once you get that, put that in your browser history, and you can go to it at any time. And it's the subreddit Calm Before the Storm. And I want to go back to that last from the Q map, from that PDF, where he says, have faith. We don't live. I know people want to have everything like a drive-through mentality. I order my food and I get it. It's not like that. Things take time. We have to have faith. Guys, go ahead and each take a couple minutes. Explain why people need to have faith, but why they also need to get active. They can't just sit on the sidelines and wait for things to happen.
Yeah, sure. You're right. I mean, it takes time, but it does take work. It takes a lot of work. The amount of work that the people who are involved in this put into this is just incredible. And the work they do is, like I said before, totally phenomenal. But, man, some of the things that – some of the truths that get revealed through this are distasteful things. They're disgusting things. I've seen things I wish I could unsee, man. It's sick stuff. And it's, I think it's important that people really pay attention to this, because this stuff is really terrible stuff. And it's going on right under our noses, and we've been letting it happen for so long, and people have been trying to get the word out there, but nobody has really truly paid attention. And I think the biggest thing about this is that people finally are starting to wake up to it.
Go ahead, Baruch.
Yeah, I completely agree, man. A lot of sick stuff. Q did warn us. He said, in fact, he warned us in one of his posts a while back. He said, difficult to swallow, important to progress, though. And I thought, yes, you're going to tell us the truth, aren't you? Do the elites worship Satan? Sorry, I don't have it right in front of me, so I'm paraphrasing, but I'm pretty close. Do the elites worship Satan? I mean, do they go to Epstein Island? That's Jeffrey Epstein, the man who was at the center of a pedophile scandal during Bill Clinton's presidency. You know, what do they do there? What symbol, you know, what symbol is on the top of the temple on Epstein Island? So, yeah, these are unimaginable horrors if you've never been exposed to them before. But they need to be faced. There is an awful lot of information out there. The problem is, because it's so horrifying, it attracts a lot of disinformation. Thank you to the clowns for that. But there is a lot of good information. I mean, I would recommend reading the books by people like Kathy O'Brien, people like Bryce Taylor, and going into them with a mindset that this woman is telling the truth, and then you can start red pilling yourself very quickly.
He mentioned Snow White, I don't know, maybe 20 times in his posts. He also mentions The Godfather 3. What does that represent in these? He mentions The Godfather 3 almost as many times as Snow White. So,
yeah,
go ahead. What does that represent?
Yeah, these are. These are the lovely little cryptic clues that we love to spend hours and hours trying to unravel. So Snow White is the CIA supercomputer called Hammer, H-A-M-R, and it's hosted at Amazon's data center. And Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs is the CIA's, we believe, again, this is not confirmed, we believe that it's their supercomputer infrastructure that they use to conduct domestic surveillance, which, of course, is entirely illegal, but that's never stopped them before. So Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs reference is to the clowns in action. His film references are fascinating. There's The Sum of All Fears, which, as you know, is about a suitcase nuke. It's a Tom Clancy story about a suitcase nuke that goes off on the continental U.S. And Jack Ryan discovers that it was a terrorist group because of the uranium signature. Very good book. One of my favorite novels of it. Then there's The Hunt for Red October, where it's just like maybe a little piece of the plot is the key that we need to grab. But on our channel, you know, some anon will know that, oh, this book really refers to this, and then we'll find the right answer. So I can't tell you for sure what Red October. I think Red October means the torpedo that comes back and destroys the Russian sub.
Right. In other words,
Hillary and Obama's Russian narrative has actually backfired.
Is their torpedo, and it's come around because they did the maneuver. Yeah. Trump did the maneuver, and it's popped. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Godfather 3, a number of possibilities. The plot is the Pope, obviously. The Pope has obviously asked Michael Corleone for some financial help in exchange for control.
Mm.
So is it as simple as that? Or is it as simple as one of the very first lines in the movie where Michael says, children are the most precious wealth in all the world. You know, the only treasure worth having. He says something like that. I mean, is that the hint? We don't know yet, but we will, because Q will turn up again, and he will explain this. So we're confident that, yeah, all the answers are coming.
Excellent.
Yep.
And I just want to remind everybody where they can go. We got like a minute left.
Listen, if I could expand real quick on what I said before, okay. I think it's really important to mention that this is not just Trump supporters involved in this. This is people from all sides that are waking up to what's going on here. And I think it's important that we recognize that. And a lot of us really need to kind of bury the hatchet, especially for something this big.
I agree. Because we're fighting evil.
We need to come together for this, man.
Yes.
This is sick stuff, and it really needs to be taken care of.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining me. We definitely have to do something in the new year, long form, commercial free, hopefully in our new podcast studio, which can all be built thanks to you by going to InfoWarsStore.com and checking out some of the great deals. Happy New Year, everyone. I'll see you in 2018. It's going to be a great year. I can't wait. InfoWars.com/show War Room.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.